Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The problem is like, I don't think 307s can handle me. So.
Well, that's the thing that, yeah.
I mean.
No, I relate to that. Because 307s, here's the thing with 307s, they're normally, like, in the middle of America.
I mean, my last boyfriend was so smart and talented. Same. And thriving.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here. Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with the one and only Haley Ringo.
It's so juicy, baby.
Haley Ringo preset.
Oh my God, swipe up.
Okay, so.
They're so annoying. They're like, oh, okay, we're tuning out right now. That's literally a wrap.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah. Okay, so Haley is
a incredible, I cannot stress that enough, photographer.
Thanks, Mom.
She is, I would say you specialize in weddings.
Yeah, that's my bread and butter.
Destination weddings.
Oh, yes, yes.
Destination weddings, which, like, they're beautiful. But she also is, like, crazy good at just lifestyle and, like, editorial shoots. She did the most epic shoot of me in Palm Springs. Like, I literally have never felt more cool in my life.
You were literally Miley incarnated. Is that the right word? Whatever, dude. I don't know. But I was living my best life. That whole weekend was so easy to shoot because there was no pressure and we were just all like thriving.
Yes. Mm. Well, you're so good. The cool thing about Haley with her being a photographer, since she does weddings and people don't know how to pose, she's so good at like telling people how to pose, which I feel like most photographers I've shot with before, they never tell me.
Yeah, I'm a bossy bitch. I'm just like, listen, but no, I'm kidding.
No, but
put your head. Well, yeah, because I feel like when I'm, you know, taking photos and someone doesn't tell me what to do, I'm uncomfortable. So I'm like,
no, you're really
good.
I
always am like, okay, well, if people would want, they want to know what to do.
Yeah.
They want to know what angles do, you know, look good in.
Exactly. So anyway, yeah, Haley is a photographer, which is so dope. Like, literally go look at her feed right now. But she also is a host of her own late night show.
Woo!
Called Landed Late Night with Haley Ringo.
Yes.
And it's so cool. She's a boss ass bitch. And on top of that, she's like one of my now, I would say, really good friends.
Yes.
And she's like literally so crazy like I am. So
we're the same person though. That's,
so we bounce off of each other. It's bad.
Yeah. People, they're like, I feel like with us together, it's a force and people are either like, yes, or like, dear God,
get away
right now.
So, and you're from Texas?
Yep, from Tejas.
Okay, so now that I gave you your intro, I want you to talk a little bit about you and your story and how you came to LA and stuff like that.
Yes. Well, first, I'm freaking so pumped to be on this podcast. I've literally just been waiting for this day for since I met
honestly,
you.
Honestly, same.
Found about the pod. I'm like, oh, I just want to be on TK's Juicy Pod. So, super stoked. I am, and you're also like so calming and really good at interviewing.
Really?
Like, yeah, when I listen to your podcast, you're just so, it's easy and natural and chilling, baby
girl.
Well,
I want to be, like, I would love to be a full-time podcaster.
Hey, well, you will be.
Joe
we speak
Rogan
these things
season.
Out, girl. Yeah. Yeah, season. Everything is season, baby. God, I just love you. The whole podcast, I just love you. I just love you. No, so, yeah, from Texas. I grew up in Dallas. Grew up in Coppell, which is a little city, like, 25 minutes outside of downtown. And then went to school at UT in Austin and then moved to Nashville for like a really hot second.
How long?
3 months.
Why?
I was praying about where to move for like a year. It was either going to be LA or Nashville. And I didn't have any wedding gigs for like 2 months. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to move to Nash, Vegas and see how this goes. And I loved it. I fell in love with it. I do want to move back there like one day to raise a family. But
I love Nashville.
It is. It's a dream.
It's the best.
No, it's they have all four seasons.
Well, it's very close to my hometown.
Okay, I don't know. See, like, geography is not my thing, so I'm like,
so
I don't know.
I'm from Indiana, but since they made, I don't want to mess it up, the Interstate 65, it is like, I think a 3.5 hour drive.
Oh, that's really close.
Yeah, basically you can drive. Or like four hours. It may be less. It may be like 3.5. I don't know. But somewhere in, you can drive there and it's pretty short.
Yeah.
Like a day trip. And first of all, everyone in the Midwest goes there for their bachelorettes.
Well, everyone in the U.S. now goes there for their bachelorettes.
True.
Yeah.
And I went to several formals there with my ex-boyfriend.
I bet that was, did you go to Acme? No, is it Acme on Broadway? Did you go to Broadway?
No, because I went to Broadway, but
or did Mumbrian?
What?
You're hitting all these like main streets.
No, but
bars.
I also wasn't 21 when we went for the formals.
You didn't have a fake ID?
No, I actually
that
didn't.
That is shocking, actually.
I know.
I forget you're still like so young, dude. I feel like you're my age because you're just
I know,
like,
everyone thinks so.
You just carry yourself with so much, you know, confidence and just poise.
But yeah, we went there for so many formals and it was so fun.
Yeah, it is just, it's literally like the most, like, it's a southern LA to me, so everyone there is
it
like
is.
Kicking ass, doing things. Obviously it's more country music, but it's the most spirit-filled place I've ever lived in my entire life, truly. Like, I had just moved from Dallas and was going to this church that legitimately when I got out of it felt like a cult, like yeah, so that's a whole other story. But Nashville is great. Basically just do want to move back there, but I felt like when I moved back to Dallas right before I moved to LA January 2.5 years ago, and I honestly, God opened up so many doors here that it was like, it would be stupid for me not to move here. My rent is $610 a month. Like,
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I'll repeat that again. $610 a month? No, it's...
That's less than half.
No, it's not even... I feel like I'm not
probably
even...
probably like a quarter.
...paying rent. Yeah, no, honestly, even in... I mean, in Austin, Texas, I was paying $1,200 a month living with six other girls. Like, it's insane, and I'm not... It's not on a lease. It's month to month. Like... Anywho, just all these, like, just God opened up all these doors, and it was super easy for me to move out here. And now, looking back, like, having started Landed, having started the late night show, I see why I wanted to, like, I needed to be out here. But, dude, it's freaking wild.
Sick, bro. So, how did you... your personality, you just always thought you wanted to move that way?
I've never done an interview. I've never been this person.
Yeah, I know,
it's
weird,
realized
right?
that.
It's weird, right?
Yo, I like talking about myself, so we're good.
Everyone does.
I mean, what? I'm a narcissist. It's fine.
Okay. Fine.
It's fine. We're
good. Look at our Instagrams.
Yeah, exactly.
So why did you... Why LA, I guess?
LA... So even as a child... So I'm obviously an entertainer. You know me. But I love, like, singing and dancing and being the center of attention and being up on raised platforms of any kind. And I did acting a tiny bit when I was younger, but mainly did, like, musicals, and I danced until I was, like, 16. And, yeah, I think, like, growing up, I was like, I'm going to be an actress. Like, I want to be an actress. I'm going to be a movie star. And then in college, I would actually have these weird moments. One of them specifically, I went and saw Divergent with, like, all my college roommates. I left it crying. That movie's not a sad movie, okay?
Yeah.
And I left crying and called my friend Ryan, who went to UT but was living in LA at the time. I was like, Ryan, I want to be an actress. And he was like, okay, like, you can be. And I was like, okay. That lasted for like a week. I'd started my photography business like full time my junior year of college. And so at the time I thought...
Were you always into photography?
Yeah, I started shooting when I was like 15 and then shot my first wedding when I was 18. And then by my junior year of college, I had to like report to taxes. So I made a business, had no idea what I was doing, literally none. And I was having there weren't full mental breakdowns, but like kind of every day my junior year, because I was taking 15 hours. I was social chair of my sorority, and I was doing photography. I was a tryout, but I dropped.
I didn't rep
them very well. Yeah, my mom was a Kappa, and I should have gone Kappa, but I didn't. I was like, I'm going to be at the tryouts and be fun. Then turned out they fined more than any other sorority, and so I was always fined in standards. Oh. Yikes. Yeah, I was always the one in trouble.
Yikes season.
I don't like rules. So anyways, yeah, yikes season for show.
So you started a photography business.
Yes. Oh, LA. Why I wanted to move out to LA. I think, honestly, I just had this desire my whole life to, like, do entertainment. And like I said, now looking back, like, having been here for 2.5 years and meeting the people that I have, I see, like, God had his hand in it the whole time, and I see why I'm supposed to be out here, but I didn't realize those things younger when I was in college. And even in those moments where I, like, you know, would call my friends crying and be like, I want to be an actress, but I would go back and literally think to myself, like, well, I can't do that. I'm already successful with photography, and that's my career, so that's what I have to do, which is such a common thought that everybody has, and that's such a lie, dude. Like, you can literally do whatever the fuck you want to do. Yeah. And if you want to switch careers 7 times, fucking do it. Like, yeah. And so I got over myself, essentially. And then when I moved out to LA, it's also easy, I feel like, being here when everyone's doing a million things.
Well, everyone's freelance here.
Right.
Like, everyone's, like, flying off the seat of their pants. Like, no one is a lawyer or a doctor. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have problems finding 307s.
Yeah, dude, where the frick are the 307s, okay? We gotta talk about that.
They're in MOA, middle of America. But
all the real zaddies out there, hit us up, okay?
No, but for real, like, you're a photographer, you're a host, you're, like, you know, an entertainer. Like, there's so many hats that you wear, and, like, I can relate. Like, there's so many times, like, I'll, like, produce. I'll be in front of the camera, I'll be behind the camera.
Yeah, you do so much,
dude. Like, all this random stuff, and it's, like, you can't even explain it. Like, when I explain it to you, it makes sense, but, like, to my friends that, like, just have, like, their normal job that they go to every day,
right,
like, it doesn't make sense.
Right. And it didn't make sense to me until I was in it.
Yes.
Like, and that's, so it's, like, it's no one's fault. It's just, like,
And I used to think, I had professors tell me, they're, like, you need to choose if you want to be in front of the camera or behind the camera.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, no, I don't.
Right.
Like,
right.
I know so many people that are in front and behind the camera, like,
right.
Get off my back.
There's literally, like, oh, my God. The biggest thing I've learned being out here, too, is that there's no right or wrong way to do something. Like, obviously, there's ways that
so
we
true.
Know work that are, like, more likely to be successful.
There's no, like, right. right path you have to take.
But a lot of people that are successful literally broke the whatever mold it was and start and did their own thing. So like anytime somebody puts you in a box or tells you like, oh, you know, you have to do it this way to be successful, it's not true. And so do whatever. And the biggest thing I've, and I've talked to you about this, but the biggest thing I've learned as far as moving forward with career decisions, relationship decisions, is like, if you don't have peace about something, don't move forward. Like, that's for a reason, and trust your gut instinct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So tea. Dude, and you're the one who taught me what tea meant. I'm so TK literally is like, I'm like, dude, what does like, what do all these phrases mean? Like, that's prime real estate. I'm like, what? And you're like, yeah, that's like, you know, a girl super hot.
Prime real estate.
Or like, yeah. Zaddy is the only word that I like or that I know of.
Yeah, Zaddy, I feel Zaddy's. Like that, like, really, when I hear Zaddy, I think of you.
I'm like, honored. Yeah. Oh my God, I've made it. That's all I want in
life. Really, really. For real.
My standards are so low.
What kind of person, I'm going to ask you one last question, then we'll get into the polls, because like, I really think your polls are great. What kind of person do you think thrives and like survives, I guess survives and then thrives in LA? Mm. Like, what kind of person does that take?
That's a really good question, because, and I'm going to say this so bluntly. If you have to have, basically, like, I just think you have to have, be really bold, super brave, have a lot of confidence. Obviously, when I say confidence, it's going to waver, like, based off our emotions, right? But, like, ultimately, you know, being super driven, you cannot be fucking lazy. Like, you will not last. If you are, I feel like I'm being mean, but this is just truth.
No,
like,
I know, I love it.
Like, if you... There's so many people that move out here that move home immediately because they can't hack it. And you guys, that's okay. That's fine. But like, you know, you asked what it takes to be out here. Like, there are so many days where I'm just having to talk myself up and like tell myself like, I can do it. I can do it. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. And thank God, like, we have good girlfriends and we have good community, because that alone, I feel like, has saved me so many times.
Absolutely.
But
by the way, how long have you lived here?
2.5 years.
Okay.
But I didn't have like all those friends until I like a year or so in, because I was dating a guy in Nebraska. Okay. He's definitely a 307. He's great, but
okay.
Yeah, bye.
Sorry,
off topic. And I'm like, Nebraska 307s. Zaddy's? What? Oh my God, here we are. And so
what do you have to have?
A lot of drive. A lot of passion. I think you really have to know what you want, or at least have some inkling, and then be willing to like sacrifice a lot for that. But really just like drive and confidence and being bold. Like you got to step out of your comfort zone, and you got to do things that, like, my friend wrote this book called The Third Door, and it's the whole premise, like, the analogy he uses is being at a club, and a club has, you know, typically two entrances, VIP and the main, like, general admission.
Yeah.
But there's always another way to get in the club. You can get creative, and you can eat, well, like, you could pay the door guy off, or you can go around the side alley and, like,
yeah.
you know, talk to somebody, sneak in through a bathroom window. Like, this mm-hmm. is the analogy he uses. So in any situation, he's had interviews with Larry King, with Lady Gaga, like, so many people, because he got creative. And I mean, he literally, like, hunted Larry King down in a Ralph's parking lot and was like, Larry King, and, like, scared the shit out of this guy. He ends up, he, like, mentors him now. And so, like, the whole point is, like, being bold and, like, stepping out in faith. You gotta have a lot of faith, whatever your faith is in. But, like, just, yeah, like, you can't be a baby.
Yeah.
And you gotta, like, you gotta grow up. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just not for, it's not for the... But it's not like meek. I don't think you can be really meek and live out here and do well. I think you'll be eaten alive, to be honest.
Yeah.
By me. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'll eat you alive. I'm kidding, guys. No. I'm joking. I'm not, actually. Sometimes meek people really irritate me for some reason. It's this weird thing. I feel like I have this, like, this thing in me when I see them, and I'm like, come on, like, be confident, be brave. That's going to piss off a lot of people. It's fine. This is
okay. You don't, I mean, LA's not for everyone. Like, some people genuinely, like, thoroughly would not enjoy it.
And I say all this, like, there are so many days where I am, like, crying, and I'm stressed out, and I'm having an anxiety. I had an anxiety attack 4 days ago.
Have you ever had times where you wanted to move home?
No. That is the one thing.
See, I have.
But you didn't.
Yeah.
So, and I like, I'm just, even as a child, I would go to camp and I would miss my parents. I love you, mom and dad. But like, I
you
never,
wouldn't miss
no, your parents? I wouldn't. Okay, I'm gosh. Very, very independent to a fault. And so I'm an only child. My parents are super independent. They raised me that way. So I never want to be home, honestly.
Well, have always been the same too. Like every time I went to all these summer camps and stuff, like I was gone majority of the summer growing up. And so I'd say I was independent too, but I moved out here when I was like a week after I turned 18. And I mean, now I'm on coming up on year 4.
Yeah.
And like,
but you were also like 18, dude. Like, I would probably want to move home if I was 18.
So, like, I had so, like, the amount of transfer applications I filled out, like, gotten into schools and just, like, never went because my parents were so good at, like, making me toughen it out.
And see, that is a huge gift because I just had a friend that moved out here and his parents were enabling him. They were like, you can come home whenever you want. Like, come home. And I'm like, no, dude,
my parents were the opposite. I would be like, Mom, I want to come home. And like, Dad, I want to come home. And they'd be like, nope.
That's so good.
They're like, suck it
and
up.
And I bet you appreciate that now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. And I'm glad. I even tell this on FITM panels, like when I speak at my school. It'll be like an open house and like they're deciding whether their kid should like go there or whatever. And I say, parents, when your kid calls you and they're crying on FaceTime and they want to come home or they want you to come visit because they will, you can't let them come visit and you can't go visit them. Yeah. You need to let them stay and suffer and figure it out themselves because that's what they wanted to do. And like, that's how I figured out, like, no, I want this. Like, no, this is what I want to do. Yeah. And like, I mean, it made me grow so much, but like, there's so many transfer applications. It's stupid.
I mean, but that's like, I think if I was, you know, I was 24 when I moved here. Mm-hmm. And so I had gone through more than you had gone through, obviously at 18, like as far as I'd moved to other places. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I'd never, I think it'd have been very different, but that's a really good thing that your parents didn't let you move home because a lot of parents enable their kids and then you grow up from that, dude, and that's like how you grow as a person. Like,
and it's weird, every time I talk to like other parents from back home, they'll be like, oh, don't your parents miss you so much, or like, oh, doesn't your mom go crazy, especially moms. They're like, how does your mom do it? I bet she's like so sad without you. And I'm like, I know my mom loves me and she misses me, but she's just not like vocal about like begging me to come home. She like knows this is what I want and she like trusts me and like wants me to thrive, and which like I really respect because I'm sure like it's like a mother instinct to want to like be around your kids all the time,
for sure.
But it's weird, like my mom and my dad are both the opposite. Like they want me to do what I've always wanted to do, which is really cool and I really appreciate it. But it also makes sense because my mom, when she's from Canada,
okay,
and she like moved.
Those Canadians.
She like traveled and went all over. So like it kind of makes sense. I feel like she understands me because she's the same.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, she did birth you. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I think that we're similar in that is like my parents are very, I mean, I talk to my parents like once a week probably, which is like not normal for most people.
Oh my God,
people.
I talk to my parents every day.
Yeah. Yeah. So that should have been a poll, dude. We should have been like, how often do you talk to your parents?
Yeah.
Do it right now.
I will.
Yeah, because, I mean, my mom I probably talk to like twice a week actually, but my dad like every 2 weeks, and it's not like nothing's wrong. It's always been that way. And it's just, that's just normal for me. And so like, I'm such a person of whoever is closest to me, like in proximity is who I'm closest to.
Well, see,
and I still have best friends from home, like, but you know, I don't see them all the time. I don't talk to them all the time.
Well, I'm like, every time I'm in the car, I call people.
Yeah.
So like literally every time I'm in the car, and I drive to work every day, and I live downtown and I work in the valley.
Oh yeah.
So like every day in the car, I go through my favorites. So normally it's like mom, dad, brother, and then if none of them answer, I go on to the friends.
Yep.
But like literally I'll call my mom and be like, Mom, I just tweeted this. I'll be like, Mom, I ate a chicken nugget. And she's like, okay, I'm working, like, can I go?
Dude, but, like, I'm your mom and your mom is me.
Wait, yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm working, like, can I? But this is me. Like, I'll call and be like, hey, I ate a chicken nugget. And she's like, okay, like, blah, blah, blah. And we'll start talking. And I'm like, okay, gotta go. Bye. Like, I'm like just so weird. Well, it's just like, I like get bored in the car.
Yeah. And you just want
to. And then I'm like, kind of want to listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Bye. Dude, you know what I mean? But I call all my hometown friends during that time.
Yeah. I never have driving time. So I guess it's, dude, moral of the story is I need to call my friends more. I love you guys.
Do in the car, though, if you're ever, like, driving somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, how often do you talk to your parents? Should it be, like, once a day, once a week?
Yeah. Or, like, say, like, 1 to 2 times a week. Or 1 to 3 times a week?
I'll just put a few times a week.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get in the polls. First of all, do you ever
do
vote?
It.
Do you ever vote in my polls?
Yeah, I do. Whenever I see them.
What are your favorite polls?
Oh God.
Favorite like kinds.
I like when you talk about food. Like
really?
When it's like it's like.
Like pizza or mac and cheese.
Yeah. Well, because I'm always like that. It doesn't. It also like doesn't really. It's like they're both great. And so I'm always like, this is interesting. Like, who would do it? And I like the relationship ones. And I like seeing the ones about, like, that's why I did the ones, like, boobs versus butt or, like, emotional versus physical. And I don't know. I'm trying to think. Now I'm like.
No, it's okay. It's perfect. Okay, so her first poll is, when you pray, do you pray to Jesus or God? What did you put?
So I put Jesus, but this was this. I asked this because I genuinely want to know, because sometimes when I pray, so like I believe that they're all the same, like Holy Spirit, Jesus, God, there's a Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
But like when I pray, I'm like, do I pray to the Holy Spirit? Do I pray to Jesus? Do I pray to God? So I find myself being like, dear, or not, I don't pray like this, but I'll, if I'm talking to God, dear God, I'll switch it up and I'm like, Jesus, God, Holy Spirit, Jesus. And I, there's no right or wrong way. I just wanted to see what people would say.
See, I say God, I think.
Yeah. That's probably what most people, or was that what people were saying?
83% said God.
Yeah.
17%. But like, in my head, I'm like, should I be saying Jesus?
No, dude, that's the thing. There's no right or wrong way. And like, dude, that's a...
Isn't that weird?
No, I mean...
No, it's like, it's a really good question.
Yeah. I think because it's just confusing. It's like, it's all the same, dude. Yeah, it is confusing. It's a, I don't even know that they, like, this, what's it called, theology behind that.
It's
but I don't think God cares, and I think it's fine. You can call it whatever you want to call him.
Okay. Yo, homie.
Yo, homie. Yeah, yeah, what's up, baby? I mean, that's how I pray to God. I'm like, literally, though, I'll sit in my bed, and I'm like, listen, bro, I'm stressed the frick out, but, like, come on, I know you got me. Like, that's literally how I talk to God.
Can you hook up with random strangers?
Okay, I can't because I, which I don't, like, this is going into the next poll or, like, one of the ones down the road.
Okay.
I am, like, I've made out, I've had two makeout sessions with random people, but it was in the same night, and it was in New York at, like, what club? Some club, and I was super drunk off tequila, and so I was feeling, and honestly, it was so fun. I was like, I should make out with strangers more, but hookup, I couldn't do that because I just, like, I'm such an emotional person, and... Even in relationships, like, it matters way more to me about, like, the emotional connection than a physical. If I'm not emotionally connected to you, it ain't happening.
Yeah. It's just a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
I would say no, I can't make out with random strangers because...
Without alcohol. I can't make out with random... Okay, let me preface.
Well, I could make out. Yeah, I would. I just wouldn't want to, like, hook up with random strangers.
Right now. I mean, they could have herpes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he probably does, and he's not worth it. And it's like I like sleeping in my own bed, like by myself.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure. No. Yeah.
Like I like taking off my makeup.
Yeah.
You know, like taking.
I had this guy one time that like it was so sweet, and he was like, "Can I like help you take off your makeup?" And I was like, "Oh my God, are we married?
Are we? Married?
Are you proposing?"
Yeah. It's too much.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, you're saying this, but at the same time, I'm like, I love to cuddle. Like, every single night, my roommate Katie, who's,
wait,
like, my best friend.
Wait, will you cuddle, like, the whole night, though?
Oh, God, no. No, yeah, I get too hot. And then I'm like, I just want, like, to fall asleep, and then I'm like, my own space,
No, I love
you.
To cuddle for, like, 5 to 10 minutes, exactly. And then I'm like, peace.
Yeah, that's a good poll. Have you ever done that poll?
Yeah, I should do that.
Dude, we're coming up with some really good ones right now. Yeah, I mean,
I love the idea, like, when you're cuddling, it's like, oh my God, this is so cute, and then it's like, when you get hot,
and then it's like,
and
listen,
you wanna go to bed.
I'm a sleep diva, and I actually need, like, my 8 to 9 hours a night, so you're gonna have to,
and it's like, yeah, I like to heavy breathe while I'm sleeping.
Dude, you know what I was thinking about? When I see, like, rom-coms, and they're wake up, like, and the person's staring at them sleeping, and they look cute, I'm like, I do not look like that. My mouth is wide open.
I pray to God I wake up before you.
Dude,
you know what?
Same,
speaking of rom-coms, I pray to God that I Sandra Bullock you and, like, get my lip gloss out and, like, get everything ready.
I was literally thinking the proposal. That's because I was like, okay, same. He wakes up and he thinks she's a goddess.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's right,
no,
bitch.
That's what I prefer. Like, I'm going to go put some, like, Tarte shape tape all over my face.
Dude, because guys, that is not how we look when we wake up in the morning. Like,
no.
I'm, like, all, I take up, like, the whole, my whole queen bed. I'm, like, Katie always I try to get my roommate to sleep with me every night to cuddle. And she's like, Haley, no, that's weird. And I'm like, no, please, it's not. And she's like, dude, when you sleep, you like, it's a, you're not like it's
full on sprawl.
Right. She's like, I can't
but
breathe.
That's weird because when we, I like have had sleepovers with
because
you.
Because I was in the middle.
Oh.
So I'm in the middle. I'm like, I feel really safe and I just don't move.
Yeah, you don't. Okay. Anyway,
that was great.
67% said no, which means 33% hooks up with random strangers.
Love it. Okay, 33%.
Okay, 33%.
If you're 37, hit me up. Hit us up.
Would you leave your hometown and move away?
Well, yes, baby, I did. And so did you.
Yes, of course. I think everyone should.
Yeah, I really I agree with that because you don't
can
know.
Move back later, but I think everyone genuinely, like, to help grow and, like, learn and just, like, see what it's like.
Yeah.
I think everyone should. Even if it's for, like, literally for a month.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I agree because you're not going to know what you're missing until you get out there. And, like, there's so much.
It's so
even
beneficial.
Traveling to Europe, I was like, wow, this
it's
is
so
my vibe.
Incredibly beneficial. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
82% said yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever look and see who said no or whatever?
Well, okay. I love this, doing that. Do you know, not know why I started the polls?
Exes. You wanted to see what your exes thought.
Was voting.
Yeah. Oh. Wait.
Like, I can see what people vote.
Right. I know.
So, like, I started posting juicy stuff and, like, questions about relationships because I wanted to see what certain people were voting.
Yes. Yeah, I knew
but
that.
But now it's like.
You just worded that way more eloquently then. But I knew. Yes. That's what I knew that.
But
I knew
now
that.
It's like, since. I don't have, like, just 1,000 followers where I can, like, literally see what everyone votes. It's hard to sort through. So I wish that Instagram, please let me search my crushes to yeah. see if
Dude,
they...
Dude, that is something they need to implement. Like,
It's not fair.
Yeah, when I just look at my story, I only want to check for, like, 4 people
yes.
if they viewed it, and that's it.
And, like, and you can't.
No,
you literally
I know.
Can't.
I know.
Okay, 82% said yes, 18% said no.
Okay.
307 or non-307?
So, okay... I love 307s, but I also feel like I also feel like 307s are kind of not fun enough for me.
Okay, I just have to say that I've been having this weird, like, thing in my head that I'm, like, because I'm, like, thinking about starting this 307 account and, like,
yes.
really taking it to
yeah,
the next level
and
all
should.
This stuff,
you
which I'm going
should.
To follow me. Hopefully, I have it up by then.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I... have this weird feeling that I'm gonna end up marrying a non-307 and I'm just like everyone's gonna be like what the heck
yeah.
like I'm gonna laugh they're all gonna laugh at me because like I start like 307s are my thing
so the other option is a 307k we decided right
do you think that's a good name
I mean I think so it's funny because
maybe
it's
I
just adding
have...
the thousand
well yeah
it's a 307 but plus
307k yeah. sounds like I'm going to make like a down payment on a
yeah, 307k it does it's like a 401k
yeah, 401.
It sounds like a 401k
like maybe
oh
I should
God.
Make
okay this is the thing about 307s versus non-307s and if you don't know what a 307 is we're not explaining it go to TK's
go to my highlights
yeah figure it out you guys it's the best thing you'll ever read in your entire life I have showed your highlight to so many people I'm like the definition of a 307
I just
is.
Need to make a highlight that's just 307 definition
yeah
okay I
okay,
need
you're
to
right because right. it's so good dude.
Yeah.
If freaking needs to be on it's gonna be I'm speaking this out on Urban Dictionary so
oh my God
can you
wait,
submit
can
that
I
think you can dude
wait I should
yeah we're
holy
yeah dude holy oh my God dude that would be can you imagine no wait to like submit it wait till it goes up on Urban Dictionary screenshot it
yeah,
and then put it on but say like it needs to be like you trademark that shit dude no
yeah,
one else can own that
I know okay
like Trader Hose like I feel like I you can't
you
I can't trademark
it.
That but I
you
but I just
it.
Like verbally do
yeah
but like there is let's just talk about these Instagram man whores for a second. I
well, also, can you explain what guys are like in LA? Because
oh, girl,
we
yes,
talk about
I
it
can.
A lot on here, but like people don't understand like how lucky middle of America
yeah.
people are with
yeah,
the
yeah.
guys.
You guys don't until you're here. Like I left home being like guys are so boring, and now I'm like, dear God, get me the guys from my hometown because. Like, every guy here has more selfies on their Instagram than I do, typically. Which, guys, honestly, God, if that happens, I'm like, this is not going anywhere. When I see a guy, that's why when I saw the 307 definition, it was like, has 307 or less Instagram followers. I'm like, that's my husband. Okay? We're trying to husband you up. I don't know what the term is. But, like, truly, they're just, oh, my God. Like...
They're or, the worst.
Or they're like, I'm like, what do you do for a living? I'm an actor. Entrepreneur. I'm a model. Yeah, the entrepreneur thing. I'm like,
entrepreneur, aka has no job.
Right, because I'm an entrepreneur, but I don't say that. I'm like, well, you're an entrepreneur. We don't say that. It's like, it's all, dude. And then okay, the amount of guys I've met here that are drop-dead gorgeous, stunning. The minute they open their mouth, I'm like, well, we're done. Like,
no, literally.
You're a dud.
Think about the most, think about a Ken Barbie doll.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Real life, like, stunning, like, bone structure. They have incredible jaws. Like, chiseled tan. To a T.
Dark, yeah.
Like, ugh. A tall glass of water.
Yeah, you're like, I'm hot and bothered just looking
no,
at
this
you.
Is like Fiji water, people. Yeah, like, Fiji. Beautiful, like, puffin flawless
Fiji
skin.
Water.
They are like, their beads of sweat are, like, worth money.
Yeah, you want to drink their beads of sweat.
Yeah, no, it's literally. Like, they're that pretty
they're
to
that
look
hot.
At.
Exactly.
And then the second that they open up their mouth or even, like, think about opening their mouth, it's like, automatic no.
Yeah,
it's like, I gotta go.
No, it's they're a dud. And or they just like,
they're a flop.
Yeah, dude. Or they're just super like socially awkward. I've met so many socially awkward
they
men
can't talk.
And I'm like, why? Like, what? Huh?
They're like awkward.
You know, dude, we should make classes for like how to be socially inept. Like, not inept. What, dude, I can't even come up with words. How to be like just thrive. How to socially thrive. Because I feel like we would make a lot of money. You and I are both not socially awkward. We can literally talk to a wall. Like,
I know, that's
bring
so
on literally anyone, everyone, and I will make
so
them
true.
Feel like great, or they will like us. You know what I mean? And not in like a cocky way, but just like,
yeah.
You know, you just gotta. Anyways, these
but
guys,
they're not smart. They're so into themselves. They know nothing about sports.
Oh my god, this guy. Oh god, this. Know nothing about sports. And this guy the other day. This is like a typical 307K. As we're coining this, but it's fine. We can change it later.
It'll be temporary.
It's a temporary 307K name. He was like, and I was at Coachella. Can you bleep this out? He went to Texas A&M.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
And we have all these mutual friends. Anyways, I saw him at Coachella. He walks past me. This is, you were there, I think, when I was talking to him. And he goes, okay, this is what he says to me. Like,
so this
is a guy
that's, what, is a famous guy?
Yeah, he's kind
307K.
He's a 307 because
at Coachella.
And this is a perfect example of an LA guy. Famous because he was on a reality show called Big Brother, okay? So he is not actually famous for like, you know, doing anything significant really. That's whatever. I can sound like a bitch, I don't care. And he but like is super hot. He is. Knows it and just like freaking walks up to me at Coachella, goes, "Oh my god, I love your hair." And I was like,
oh,
"You know me."
This.
I go, "Oh, thanks." And he sticks his hand out and then he goes, "Oh my god, you're so cute." Just like that. Immediately I was like, "Nope." Like, and my reaction was my instinct was to go, "You're so cute." Like, mock him. I didn't. I held it in cuz I was like, "That's too mean." But truly, he's the definition of an LA guy. And so I get on his Instagram and he has a picture, one of his captions.
Wait, was this the guy you were talking to that I was like standing right next to you in VIP?
Yes, dude.
Oh, I did not know.
Yes.
He was the guy. Yeah, he was like a tall glass of water and then he talk and you were like,
I don't even like blondes. And I was like, hot damn. Okay. No, I get on his Instagram. He has captions that are like, "Oh my God, I'm so mad that Justin Bieber's engaged and I'm not." Then he was serious. He had another caption that was like,
imagine a 307 doing that.
No, he wouldn't.
Was it a selfie? Was it like at the gym?
Yeah, and he had a shirt off. Okay. Another poster was him dressed up with like a cowboy hat at Coachella. Or no, at Stagecoach. And he goes, "Stealing all your girls this weekend," with his shirt off and a cowboy hat. And I was like,
no.
A 307 would fucking never do that.
No.
Ever.
What a disgrace.
What a disgrace to the mankind.
Yes.
Yeah.
What
wow,
a disgrace
we're ruthless.
To my feed.
Every guy hearing this like, "Hey, I'm so scared of Haley." You should be.
You should be. So you're a big 307 girl?
Yeah, I would. I mean, yes, definitely not a 307K. If there's an in-between, that's great for me too. Sorry, I'm shaking my ice of the my double espresso shot.
By the way, this girl's already a quadruple espresso.
Yeah, I'm like, give me that quad shot lavender latte,
you're
baby.
You're crazy.
If I can, like, have a guy in between the 307 and a 307K, that would be ideal.
You know what? I wouldn't mind that either.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind.
Happy medium.
Okay. There's a difference between, like, someone that's, like, for instance, Tom Hanks.
Right.
Who's, like, so talented and he's famous because of his talent versus someone that was, like,
David Dobrik. No, I like him.
No,
not David Dobrik.
No. A difference between like Tom Hanks and then like someone like the reality. Nothing against reality. Or like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. No, the guy I was just talking about.
Yeah.
How we will not name him, but
the
yes.
difference between the guy you were talking about and like freaking Dennis Quaid or like someone that's actually like made a name. Like even David Dobrik, like he's done
Yeah, yeah.
He's a 307K that was like...
He's worked really hard. That's why I took it back immediately because he's
like in a different category.
Yeah. But so it's like, but the reason, so like Matthew McConaughey, Tom Hanks,
they're in different categories.
All those people were famous before social media was a thing. And that's like, they're actually famous versus now I feel like a lot of people.
Well, there's social media people who I respect, it, like guys that are actually famous or whatever mm-hmm. that I would consider like having crush on or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's because like, there's a difference. There's mm-hmm. just such a big difference.
Yeah.
And it's like hard to explain.
Yeah. The problem is like, I don't think 307s can handle me.
Hmm.
So.
Well, that's the thing that, yeah.
I mean.
No, I relate to that because 307s, here's the thing with 307s. They're normally like in the middle of America.
I mean, my last boyfriend was so smart and talented Same. And thriving, and he literally couldn't. Handle like he couldn't keep up with like what I wanted in life and like my lifestyle
me
yeah so I it, that's why I say that you know dude I don't know what kind of guy I'm gonna end up with like
I'm hoping that it's like we need a few more definitions added to the 307 because there's 307 307k
oh, yours is pretty damn good though
no there's 307's on lockdown okay but there's 307k and then there's like the David Dobriks of the world and like Dennis Quaid's and like I can't believe I'm comparing all these guys
Dennis but, like, Quaid and David Dobrik
yeah and why am I thinking of Dennis Quaid and like Matthew McConaughey
zaddy.
Or like Bradley Cooper oh. do you know what I mean
yeah.
That's a different cat that's an outlier.
Right. No, yeah, we have to have a different... That's, like, something along the lines of, like, they were famous before social media. Like, they...
Yeah, but I think there's, like, influencers that, like, got big off of social media, though, that are, like, that are still, talented. Or, like, yeah, the comedians and stuff they, yeah. that, like, aren't 307Ks.
Okay, so 307Ks are, like, the douchebags.
Yeah.
So that's
the
just,
L.A. douche.
That's the 307Ks are L.A. douche. Guys.
What?
307Ks are L.A. guys.
Yeah.
307K doesn't has nothing to do with, like, how...
The following count.
Like, or how successful they are, yes. or, like, their drive.
Yeah.
So, like, 307Ks are strictly for what an LA guy is.
Yeah.
But I feel like an LA guy needs to be more... It's, like, 30K. It's, like... Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Because they're, like, kind of, like...
30.7K.
30.7K. Oh, my God.
Okay. This is perfect.
Dude,
okay.
There's so many definite... Like, you just
okay,
keep it
so
going.
So, there's 307, 30.7K, and 307K.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yes.
That's actually so accurate. 30.7K.
And you can't be a 307K unless you are have more than that or more.
Yeah.
And you're a 30K if you're 30,700 followers or higher.
Yeah, but I feel like there's a lot of like LA trash people that are like 3K too.
Yeah.
Guys. Or like 13K. You know what I mean?
13K, dude. 30. You know what?
30.7K is like such the LA guy, though.
It is because it's like all actors, they're like doing good. You know, they probably don't make money yet off of acting.
They definitely don't.
I definitely don't make money off Landed, so.
That's okay.
You know, but it's, I think,
yeah. Everyone starts from nowhere.
I'm going to try to like come with the definition of the kind of guy that I want to marry. My right. zaddy. Mm-hmm.
Okay, next.
The whole podcast on 307.
Well, by the way, 70% said 307.
Dude.
Which.
We love you guys.
I'm flattered because that means like 70% of the people know what a 307 is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, that's right.
Like, that's
dude,
cool.
You're, it's a freaking, it's an epidemic.
It's a movement. It's gotten lots
it's
of PR.
It's a movement. You're taking over. It's going to be on Urban Dictionary. I can't wait for that day.
I just have to say, it's gotten a lot of PR this week because it was on Pretty Basic.
Yes.
Josh Peck learned about it.
Yeah.
It was on Hailey Ringo's Instagram story. No, like seriously, I was like, sweet.
Dude, I saw them at El Tejano. These guys were at El Tejano and they had on plaid shirts, button downs with vest overs them, and I zoom in. I'm like, we got some 307s in the house tonight, baby.
In the his
and
house.
And I just found this Instagram account called Midtown Uniform. I think that's what it's called, right?
Uh huh. Something.
Because
like
I had been making fun of guys that say finance. This was a whole thing I did on my story back in December, and I was making fun of it for days because it was the funniest thing to me. And they all the guys in finance in New York. Wear the Midtown uniform, which
is... I love finance, guys.
Yeah, finance.
Yeah.
No, yeah, well.
Okay. Is it intimidating when a woman is more successful than you?
I would say most guys would say yeah.
I would say yeah. Most people say yeah. I would say that too. But 74% said no.
But who voted? That's the thing.
But like literally like 80% of my demo is women. So like, yeah. I bet they're all voting no because they're like, no, I don't want them to be intimidated or
right.
whatever.
Right.
So yeah, that's where I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah. I feel like guys say they're not, and then you get into a relationship with them, and this is me speaking from experience. Like, I was dating a guy that was super successful himself, and it still just, like, didn't pan out, because I feel like there's this innate thing where guys want to take care of and nurture and, like, be the supporter and, like, the one, you know, whatever, providing security, and you can still do that, but I think there's just, like, this power play that happens, and unless a guy is super confident in who they are, it's gonna mess them up. And my ex ended up having like a full-blown identity crisis, and I was like, well, dear God, like,
do you want to be more successful than your husband?
No, I want to be with somebody whose drive is just as much as mine, if not more.
Gotcha.
And is like,
puts
me in my place.
Same.
Like, that's attractive to me, when a guy like knows who they are and is like, and can call me out for my shit, but then also like is just like, you know, bold and like is making moves and isn't as scared to like, I don't know, dude. I just need a man.
I picture
a sturdy tree with like thick ass roots.
Yeah. Well,
I some thick thighs. I'm like, ooh, baby.
Ooh. I always like kind of say this analogy is, I want someone, you know, when I don't know if this happened to you, but I always had friends where there would be like a wall in their house growing up where they would measure like all the kids' heights as they grow up.
Yeah.
And you know how that, you know, yeah, they take the yardstick or the measuring tape or whatever out, and then they make little marks on the wall,
mm-hmm.
right? And you grow every day,
right.
literally. And so I picture like my ideal situation would be like for me one day to be like, let's say it's me and my husband on like, we're making marks of us on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I want it for me one day to be like above him, and then the next day he's above me.
Yeah.
And then me the next day, like what the next year I'm above him, and the next year he's above me.
Yeah.
And it's just like constantly we're like outgrowing each other.
That's such a good analogy.
But in a great way, in a way together, but like it's motivating, and we like push each other together, and we're growing together instead of like one, you know.
A lot of that mainly has to do with the person's confidence and where their identity is, because if that is not steady, the minute that the other person, one person's more successful than the other, shit's gonna hit the fan.
And it's important, I think it's so underrated, that like each individual needs to be passionate and driven about their own individual thing.
Yeah. Yes. And it's because it's not attractive to me when I meet a guy like, and they have no vision for their life
no.
or goals, or they're like,
I'm like,
so like,
okay,
some people I feel like are just chill, and they're like, yeah, I don't care, like wherever the wind blows me. I'm like, nope.
No.
Like, I see the mountaintop, I know where I'm going, I don't know how I'm gonna get there, but like, that's where I'm going. So, yeah, I feel you.
Love that.
I feel you.
Okay, next one, boobs or butt. What was your, like, why'd you come up with this?
Oh, I've always wanted to know, like, I actually feel like most guys are more butt guys. Like, they like butt more. So I just thought it'd be funny to see what everyone on the poll says.
So what did you vote?
I voted butt.
Okay, see,
because I don't have any boobs.
So this is
for me.
No. I grew up, like, not idolizing. That's like, sounds like a crazy word. But I, like, wanted boobs so bad growing up. And, like, now I feel like butt is way more into
it. Well, because also our culture.
Yeah. But, like, I would vote butt. But also, I have a butt.
Right. You have a juicy butt, girl. You got that juicy ass.
But, like, maybe we always want what we can't have.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But the thing is, like, okay, listen, lady. Okay, I'm going to cough. I'm dying.
You okay?
You can work out your butt to make it massive. Like, your boobs, if you're working out, you're probably going to go away. So,
yeah.
Like, you know, you either got to do implants. There's not much you can do about your boobs. You just got to either like them and like, move on. But your butt, you can change.
But I feel like it's really in, especially in LA, to just, like, not wear a bra. Like,
oh,
right
yeah.
Now,
and I love not wearing a bra.
Yeah.
That's the best thing ever. And it's, you can't do that if you have big
boobs.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, 71% said butt.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew that was going to happen. Everyone likes that fat ass, you know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Tequila or vodka?
So I would... go with, I'm more of a tequila girl by personality type, but I would go with vodka because it doesn't kill me the next day. I named one of my presets Tequila because that's what I call tequila.
That's
because
exactly what it does.
It kills me every single time without fail. What do people say?
Well, the people voted 55%.
Oh,
vodka.
Shit. Oh, shit. That's very close.
But I would vote vodka, too. I'm a Tito's girl.
I was a Tito's girl, but now I'm a Dolce Vita girl because they sponsor me. What up?
Wait, shut.
I'm not kidding. It's my first. I'll show you.
Wait, I want
later.
An alcohol sponsorship.
I'm like, what? How more
Wait,
on
did they
brand?
Reach out to you?
Yes. I'm like, how more on brand?
Well, that's perfect. Okay. Is it unattractive when girls cuss?
I actually have no idea what guys are going to say about this. And I want to know because the only word that
what
I say,
think?
Well, when I say fuck, I'm like, it. I don't even, like, even now I was like, ugh. Like, but I say it all the time because everyone here says the F word all the time. So it's just
everyone
normal.
Here says every bad word. All
every
the time.
All. And it's so even at church, like people just cuss. And I'm like, well, what up? And so it's not, it's so normal here. But the F word is the only one that I like. It, usually when I say I feel like some irk towards. And then I have never been able to say GD. I can't even say it now. Like, God.
Oh.
I can't say that. Like, it makes me, I can't do it. But every other word doesn't bother me. But the F word, like, I'll say it all the time, but it irks me when I say it. My mom, you know, hates when she's like, Haley Ringo, your language is atrocious. And I'm like, you're right.
Well, the thing is, literally, I'm not kidding. Like, my freaking waiter, like, my Ubers, my professors, my, like, employees or my bosses, like, right. Everyone in the workforce, everyone everywhere in LA is like, F this, F that. Like,
yeah.
Hell yeah, effing yeah. Right. Like,
you get there in the morning, like, what the fuck is up, baby?
Yeah,
like good
yes.
Morning, 8 a.m.
Like, hey, bitch. Like, yeah. It's, like, that's literally the culture. And it's, like, bad. I feel like my cussing has gotten way worse.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So,
sure,
yeah,
sure.
I definitely cuss.
When I go home.
I have a bad potty mouth.
I do, too.
But it's, like, in good spirit. It's not like...
I know, but when I go home, people are like, oh my
I know,
God.
I know. Have you ever seen that meme where it's like, or I think it's on Twitter, it's like when you go home for Thanksgiving and like you talk like a normal person, your whole family is like, what? Because you're like, shut the fuck, like, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Your whole family is like, oh my God.
Yes, that's me. I that meme right now.
72% said it's not unattractive.
Yeah. Oh.
Which cool. I think that's stupid. It, like, girls can't cuss, but guys can. Like, shut
yeah,
who cares?
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shut the up about the gender
yeah, wait,
thing.
Am I allowed to cuss
doesn't
on your
matter.
Podcast?
Yeah,
no?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
It's weird because I definitely cuss in real life, but, like, I try to, like,
not
I'll say,
cuss
like,
on the podcast?
Yeah. Or, like, just on camera in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm, like, PG-13.
I don't, I try, I never say the F word on Landed. Like, or I did at the beginning, and then I was like, I probably shouldn't say the F word, just so, like, whatever. But,
yeah,
you know, every in my stories,
yeah,
it's hard.
Okay, yeah, 72% said no, which, like, thank God. Thin crust or deep dish?
Oh, my God. That is, like, 50-50. Depends on my mood. Right now, I want deep dish because I want that bread. I'm trying to get that sauce,
Let's
that
get this
thick,
bread.
That fat ass. That's what I want. And then when I got thin crust.
That fat ass.
That fat
that's
ass.
That's what I want.
Yeah, that deep dish, though, baby. but, like... Thin crust has its own fluff. I'm ordering pizza, dude. Like, I'm lactose intolerant. I'm like, I don't care.
It's getting juicy in here.
It's getting so juicy. I'm, like, hot and bothered thinking about deep dish pizza right now.
Okay, I have to say, like, when I'm at a restaurant, I'd say I typically prefer a nice thin crust.
Yeah.
I love a thin crust. But, like, I'm from the Midwest. I love Chicago. I
yeah,
love Chicago-style
dude,
pizza.
Yes.
That fat deep
yes.
dish is so good. I cannot wait to eat it this summer. I'm
yes.
going to Chicago in August. And, like, I... could not be more excited about
yeah.
the deep dish.
No, and it's like the sauce is so good. I'm Ugh. So, I'm like food horny right now.
Yeah.
I just need some deep dish pizza.
Yeah. Thin crust won though, 66%. That doesn't surprise me.
Okay, well you guys are boring.
Did you ever used to have stuffed crust?
Yes.
So good from Pizza Hut.
So good.
The best. Okay.
Dude.
Continuing. Zaddy or daddy?
Obviously,
obvious,
guys.
Like,
if I... Zaddy.
Zaddy.
Always. Except for Nicole got me this hat that says daddy, and I just think it's the funniest...
Oh, it's so funny.
I'm wearing a daddy hat right now, but, like, I need it.
That's
she
so
was like, I gotta find
you.
One that says a Z. So I think she's gonna make one that says daddy.
I used to say daddy, and I, like, do say daddy a lot, but I've... Zaddy has become more prominent in my vocabulary.
You know what? I should have asked if guys like to be called daddy.
Oh.
That's such a good poll, dude. Like, in relationships, do you like to be called daddy?
I've done polls like that.
Okay, you have? What
yeah,
do they
yeah.
say? What do they say?
I feel like they said no. I need to do it. I haven't done it in so long.
Dude, if someone calls me, like, mommy, but like M-A-M-I. Oh my God.
You like that?
Yes.
Mommy.
And like, I love like just any ethnicity, to be honest, but like specifically I like, you know, a little mix in me. And like, yeah, my last
was that for you?
Yeah, just mommy. But like, I like calling people daddy, but most guys hate that, I think, actually. I love it. I'm for 100% calling my husband daddy for like,
oh, I think it's my so whole funny life. I just think it's so funny. I don't think I actually would like seriously. It's always gonna be a joke.
Yeah, no, I think I would seriously do it.
I love that for you.
That's really good for you.
Hit her up in the DMs, guys. You know what to do.
Oh my God.
How many hours a day are you on Insta?
So according to my phone, it's like 3. But I am also having to do like social media a lot.
Well, yeah, it's like you literally in LA, it's basically everyone's like living.
Yeah. Dude. But I met this
Instagram's
guy.
Instagram's your resume.
Yeah, it is, dude. And that's what's hard. Like even when I'm trying to shut down and go on vacation, I can't because I'm like, huh, gotta post.
Wow, I'm actually shocked by this. 84% said 1 hour or more.
Oh, wait, what was the other option?
1 hour or less.
Shit, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, we should have said like...
I say an hour or more.
Yeah, we should have said 3 hours or more. We should have said 2 hours or more.
Yeah.
You think the 307s, where are they at?
Well, 307s, here's the weird thing about 307s. They follow all these hot chicks, but like, I don't follow hot guys.
Okay, let's talk about that for a second. I don't even look at hot guy Instagram accounts ever.
That's weird. I'm like, I don't want to... Exactly. Why are you on Instagram?
Right.
I look
at my girlfriend's Instagram post. We were talking about this earlier before.
I'd rather look at my hot ass friend's Instagram than a freaking guy.
Same dude. Also, because I was talking to my roommate Katie and I was like, I don't even know who to look at. Like, who would I even creep on?
Like, when I go, exactly.
Okay, but hold on. Also, this should have been a poll, dude. Oh my God. Okay. So I know my guy friends who are not famous, who do not have a huge following, they get nude DMs like on the reg. Videos.
On the pictures. Reg?
Yes, dude. Like girls are savages. I don't get any DMs from guys ever. It's
really?
Always no. Like, and if I do, it's from like a weird foreign guy that's like married and has kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get DMs from girls every day.
I think like that's so normal. Like, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, no, well, it's true. Dude.
It's so true.
It's so true. Okay, they're so creepy. I'm like,
block season.
Yeah, I'm like literally block season. I love blocking people. It is like a hobby of mine. But
block
no,
the house.
Block the house. Get out. No, but I get DMs from girls all the time. And I think women are more savage than men are when it comes to like being aggressive.
Yeah.
For sure. According to my research.
This is how I know a 307. This is how 307s like slide in though. They reply to a story.
Oh, for sure.
They reply to a story. They're never just like, they're never.
They
like
don't comment on photos.
No.
They for sure never don't comment.
They don't, then maybe a like occasionally.
Yeah.
They don't like slide and say, hey, what's up?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's never like out of context. They always reply to a story like casually.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's how they do it.
That's how they do it.
Yeah.
Should we get Instagram live at the end of this?
Yeah. We so should. We should. That's dude. So smart.
Yeah, you should do that.
I know. Okay. Emotional connection.
Oh, this is such a good one to talk
about. Or physical connection. Go.
Okay. Well, like I said earlier. What'd you do?
I'm just making it so that
can. Yeah. Like I said earlier, I'm such a person of emotional, like I need to feel like I'm emotionally connecting with the person I'm dating, spiritually, physically, like every way. And unless I'm emotionally connected to somebody, then like, so I meant by that, I meant like
doing the dirty.
My mom's gonna be like, what the hell? I'm always scared my mom's gonna think. Dude, okay. So, yeah, I just, you know, I've dated guys in the past where, like, we'll just take it down to G-rated, okay? PG. If you're making out with somebody and oh, this is difficult,
dude.
I wanna make out with somebody. In general, like if typically I can't make out with somebody unless I'm emotionally connected to them, because otherwise it's just like meh. And I'm just like, I'm so like,
I just like, I need to have.
Guys, you know what? We're just going to go there. When you're, I meant in sex, specifically with this poll, I meant like, can you just have sex with people and not be without being emotionally connected to them? Or is it more, do you care more like being physically connected to them?
I think,
or sexually attracted,
I think,
to them?
Sex or not, like I'm not interested in you at all if I'm just physically like think you're a beautiful person. Like it goes for every LA guy. Every LA yes, guy's hot, dude. But it doesn't mean I want to have a conversation right. with them, even have coffee with them. Literally.
Coffee is a sacred time. And okay, we already talked about this for a while, but like it's.
No, but seriously, 87% said emotional connection. So that makes me like feel yes, really happy.
That makes me feel really happy too. Like I hope that, it was a I lot hope. Of men that voted that.
I do have 307s that follow me. So like.
307s, God, we just love you. Yeah. If you guys don't know what a 307 is, go to her highlights on her story.
I want to see
you
voted physical connection.
Oh my God.
But don't
yes.
blast them
No,
on
I won't.
The
I'm not going to blast you. Blasty
see if
blast.
We know.
I love, my God, this is great.
To a lot of girls.
That's interesting, dude. That is that not interesting?
Oh, this
Watch.
Is good. Hold on, I don't know who this is. Oh, that's a girl.
That was a girl?
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. Okay, and then your last poll. How often do you talk to your parents?
Like twice a week.
See, I do like at least like three times a day.
Dude, I don't know how to do that. 72%
said once a day.
I know. I don't know how to do that. I like, it stresses me out. Like even
see,
when,
like people are freaking out about
even when people
right
call
now.
Me, ugh, I want to know what they're saying. Even when people call me that are my friends, I'm like, oh God, this is stressful. Like, and I'm so bad. You know this about me. Like I'm yes. so bad at texting people back. I'm bad at calling people back because I'm just so like in my zone all the time. What? Oh my
a
God.
A 307 said, because I said, is it intimidating when a woman is more hell. Successful than you? And he said, hot as hell.
Hot as hell. I was like, he spelled hell wrong, but okay. Yeah.
No. I love that.
Yeah, dude. I love that too.
That's hot.
Yeah, we've had
Wait,
so
who
many...
says, oh, it's Paris Hilton. She's like, that's hot.
That's hot.
She's
no.
Like, that's hot.
That's hot. Let's just keep it. That's hot.
That's hot.
Dude, what? I just want everyone saying in our DMs. So do you get more guys DMing you? Like, what are your, do you get guy like normal guys DMing you? DMing.
Yeah, but like if a normal guy DMs me, he's like replying to my story. Like,
but
I
what's
know-
he saying? Like, because I literally don't get this.
Well, the good thing is like with my polls, because they're so like gender neutral or just like about whatever is going on in the world, is that people like guys always have something to say. It's not just all about like, oh my God, I was like at a photo shoot. Like they can't relate to that. So when I'm like posting like, which sports team do you want to win? Like they like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so they're
yeah.
like, or like even some of my guy friends, they'll be like, do polls on like this game or do yeah. polls on this or whatever.
I love
but, like
that.
For instance, like he DM'd, this guy DM'd me. I don't want to expose him, but like, he replied to my story.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? Or like he said,
I wish I could have read that aloud. Wow.
Or like, dude.
Okay, let's talk about how Luke's a freaking psychopath on The Bachelor. All right. He put out like a massive thing on Instagram that was like, I just want to apologize to America. I wasn't being
woat.
Myself. You guys, day one, I was like, this guy's a sociopath. And then now it's like a mass spread epidemic that all of America's like, he's a sociopath. I'm like, yeah, no shit. I knew this from day one.
Okay, but he was the guy that he peaked in high school. He got way too much attention
yeah,
in
yeah.
high school.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
like was good at sports in high school. And now that he's out, he's like still in that. And it's just not it.
Dude, but you got to come up with a term, like coining a term
I know.
Of the guy. Because you know how I knew he was a crazy person and crazy? Crazy person, crazy.
What?
I just repeated myself. And like a douche. I went to his profile and his profile picture on Instagram was him holding a bunch of babies in Africa. And then he was like, God first, family second. And then like all of his pics were like him with like small children. And I'm like, dude, oh my God. Like whenever I see that, I'm like, I know what you're doing.
That's like the guy
it
on the dating
work.
App. That's like the guy on the dating app that like his first photo is like him and a dog. The next photo is like him at the gym, like mirror pic.
Yeah, mirror pic. If you
with
have a mirror
off,
pic with your shirt off at
the gym.
The
next pic is like him and like a baby. And then the caption is not my kid.
Dude, this is so, you're so good at like defining, but these are all different types of
it's
men.
It's literally like, it's my niece. Like, right. Do you know what I mean?
The 307 definition is a good one because it's broad enough that it could be that guy also.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It could. They think that if they have a dog.
They wouldn't post a gym
this
selfie
is
shirtless.
Like, this is guy logic. They're like, huh, I'm going to put my grandpa's dog in this and get some swipes.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
This girl, like, she definitely wants kids one day. So, like, I'm going to put myself in a bunch of babies because she'll love this shit.
And, like, no one else does this.
Right. no one. I'm like unique and authentic, and like my love for God is like real, bro.
I'm unique.
And me putting my picture of me with a bunch of African babies, she's gonna eat that shit up.
Yeah, that's the classic.
Did I just
And then it'll be like one with the guys, and like I don't even know which guy I'm trying to swipe right on. Like it's like,
oh yeah, that's the bet. No, one time I was on Hinge, so I downloaded Hinge like 2 weeks ago. It's actually a good time. There's some hotties on there.
Really?
I think so. But they're
I'll have to dabble.
Yeah, give it a little dab. We can play after this. I like to play. It's like a fun game. It's like, ooh. But there was a guy that I thought I was talking to. Mm-hmm. Turns out it was, so there was like a really hot guy in the photo that was like tall, whatever.
It ended
up being like this tiny guy.
Too many group photos means, dude, they're the ugly one in the group.
Yes, because yeah. They're hotter when they're around other hot people. What was that movie where they were like, where it's the percentage they're yeah. hotter when they're yes. around their hot friends, yeah. and the minute you take the friends away, they're like, ooh, yeah. shit. That's that.
No, the second they, if they have too many selfies, red flag. If they have too many group photos, red flag.
I mean, so many red flags, dude. I just, we're talking, oh, God. Yeah. I'm right, such a, I'm on. Brutal with like, men.
Well, I'm such like, we're such chatty Cathys. Like, chatty I need to Cathys. Meet them. I need to meet them in person. See if I can banter. See if I can make fun of them.
Yeah.
See if we can have a good conversation. Like, I can't do this whole, like, oh my God, you're pretty in a photo. Like, no.
Yeah, no.
I hate that.
No.
So, should we wrap up the pod?
Let's freaking wrap this shit up.
Okay. Well, Haley, thank you so much for coming on the pod. I really appreciate it. I feel like you're going to be a recurring guest.
Dude, I would be honored to be a recurring guest on your podcast.
Was it fun, like, coming up with the polls or anything?
Yes, it was so fun. I mean, I did it off the top of my head.
Seeing the results?
Seeing the results was fun. And then, of course, I thought of more while we were filming. So I was like, oh, next time.
Next time.
Next time. Next time we're going to read captions from the worst kind of LA guys Instagram accounts. That's a freaking episode, dude.
No, I was going to say for your episode, maybe we could, like, run around in LA on, like, a scavenger hunt for 307s.
Oh my God.
What if it was a contest and we had to see how many photos with a 307 we could get, like, dude, by the end of the day, dude, or something?
This is happening. You guys just prepare yourselves mentally. This is going to be the best episode you've ever seen in your life.
That's the tease.
Are we filming it and then shooting it for Landed? That's what we should do.
Okay.
We're taping it, like the voice of it or whatever.
Okay.
This is happening. All right.
But yeah, I want you to gas yourself up and like promote yourself and like where can everyone follow you and all that.
Yeah, baby angels. Yes, you can follow me. My personal account's at Haley Renringo. And then my Landed account is at Landed Late Night. Same with YouTube, yeah, Landed Late Night, baby. Yay, yeah, yeet. Go follow me. Go subscribe.
And photography.
I have a lot of pages. You're like, shit, this is overwhelming. At Haley Renringo Photo. Photo. Yep, that's what it is.
And go buy her presets.
Oh yeah,
they are incredible. I use them every day. Like dead. Like I'm not just saying that.
Dead ass.
I use them every day. They're the best. They make it look like from Instagram filter to like editorial magazine.
Wow, my God. I'm gonna like quote you on my website.
That's the difference.
This is a review. Yeah.
No, you should be like from on TK's Juicy Pod.
Yes. Quoted. Oh my God. Let's freaking do it.
Promo for promo.
Yeah. Always baby girl. Always baby girl.
Okay, so where can they buy your presets?
They can buy my presets. Link in bio.
Okay, link in bio.
Link in every single bio on any of those pages, except for Landed, because it's not relevant to that. But personal account, photo account, presets. They'll make your life really easy, hopefully.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of TK's Juicy Pod. Haley, you were the best guest ever.
You're the best host ever, dude. You're so freaking bomb ass.
Make sure you leave a review on the podcast app and rate and review. It can be really quickly. DM me. Yes. I would love
TK's Juicy Pod. Y'all go follow her. Everyone on here, gas yourself up, because all my followers need to know where
follow
you go.
Follow me on TK's Juicy Polls on Instagram, because without voting in the polls, the podcast wouldn't be a thing.
It's true.
So go vote. Get your friends to vote. It's so fun. Argue, banter with your friends about it.
Getting fist fights about it. Yeah. Punch somebody's face.
Talk
in.
About
I'm
it.
Kidding. Don't do that.
Send your crush. Okay. I have a great idea. Yeah, if you have a crush, my polls, I'm posting polls all the time. Send my story to your crush on Instagram and be like, oh my God, what do you think? I feel like this is such a good question. Then you have a conversation
starter.
And
then they can DM you and be like, what did this person say?
Yeah.
How did they vote?
Yeah, exactly. And then I can tell you what they vote. Oh my God.
Yeah, we got to come up with, dude, so many things.
So good. Well, yeah, guys, please follow all of us on Instagram and all of that and rate and review. And
at Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Hyland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Hyland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at Hyland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.